Wake up. Did you sleep well? That gag isn't coming off yet, so nod your head when I ask you a question. So, did you sleep well? No, I'd imagine not. It is rather damp down here, and that cage is quite restrictive. Well, no matter, you're awake now. Allow me to introduce myself to you. I am your new master. You were bought and paid for. The deed is upstairs in my safe, not that you'll ever see it. Now, I own every single inch of you. Nod if you understand. No? Then let me explain. You are mine, my property, no different than a lamp or a pair of shoes bought in a store. From now on, you are my slave. You will want to start getting used to the idea. The faster you accept your fate, the easier it will be upon you. Nod if you understand. Good. I paid a very handsome sum to your previous owner to purchase you, actually. Oh, but don't let that let you think that you're special or valuable in some way. No, you're just a thing. Worthless, really. A tool that I can use to make my life more pleasurable. Your own pleasure, your wants, desires, they no longer exist. You are here to serve and obey your master. Your sole concern is pleasing me, and you will be trained to do just that. I can see by the way your eyes grow wide. You're quite curious about your training, aren't you? Well, it certainly won't be easy, but I assure you, the quicker you submit and learn to obey, the better it will be for all of us. Show your obedience, and you may even be allowed some small privileges. A softer bed to sleep in, hot water for your baths. Maybe I'll even let you have a name. But for now, you get none of those things. Things don't get the honor of being named unless they are special. And you are not special. Nod if you understand. Good. If I wish to summon you, I will snap my fingers. When you have not been summoned, you are not to be seen. I will only summon you when I wish to use you. And you will be used quite often, so get used to that idea. In fact, I think I'm going to use you right now. I'm going to let you out of that cage. I'm going to take your gag off, and you are going to service me with your mouth until I tire of it. Do you understand? Good. Very good. You are going to learn to love, using your body to please me. Now, I'm going to open the cage and your training will start. The first thing you must learn is how to present yourself to your master. When I summon you, you will get on your knees, you will put your hands behind your back, and you will lower your head to the floor. This is how slaves show respect to their owners. Do you understand? Good. Now, show me that you can be a good slave. Good girl. You're a fast learner, aren't you? So eager to please. Do you like being down there? It's where you belong, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, please me with your mouth, slave. Oh, yes. That's very good. Oh, that's right. All the way down now. I know you can. I know you will. Yes. This was the reason you were purchased. Ah, your last master told me just what a talented cocksucker you are. And I knew I would have to have you. He was cruel to you, wasn't he? Mean. Evil. I'm not a mean master. As long as you obey. And you will obey, won't you? Nod your head. Oh, fuck. let me know that my property wants to please her master. You have learned so very well. Money well spent. Oh, yes. That'll do nicely. Swallow it all. No gagging, and don't you dare spill a drop. This is what you were made for. To be on your knees, servicing your betters. And you will get plenty of practice to find out just what your master enjoys. Now, crawl back into your cage. Because your real training will soon begin in earnest.